It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and continuing my list of the worst movies of the year, my number 7 choice is Immaculate, which a lot of other critics liked, and I do appreciate the elevated horror genre, but not this time. Sydney Sweeney, who will appear in a much worse film later on the show, plays a young nun who becomes another Virgin Mary, but given the evil overtones, you can already tell the Antichrist has gotten to her. Number 6 on my list is Argyle, a wasted spy action comedy from Kingsman filmmaker Matthew Vaughn. This one had an all-star cast including Bryce Dallas Howard, Samuel L. Jackson, Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, Catherine O'Hara, and Bryan Cranston, but half the twists were predictable and the other half was convoluted. This is espionage at its worst. Number 5 on my list is The Front Room, which should go out the back door and never come back again. It tells the story of a religiously abusive old woman who moves in with her stepson and his African-American wife, and the reason that adjective is important is because she becomes victimized by the old woman's stomach-churning bodily functions, some obligatory twisted scenes, and racism. I don't even know who the target audience is supposed to be for this A24 bomb, but I do know this old lady is the Antichrist. Coming on next, some very bad comedies that don't even know what the word comedy means. More the worst when I come back. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.